in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome to Wednesday's episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy, B-Eazy.
It's your girl, Corey.
It's your boy, L.
Thank you guys for listening. You can find us everywhere you get your podcast, free 99. What's up, the time so
I'm talking. I try not to laugh.
Nah, let me stop. How y'all doing?
Good.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Hey, man. Ooh,
what up?
Why your camera look so bright compared to me? Man, I look like I'm in the basement somewhere.
Because you want to know the truth?
No.
All right.
We're going to get it right.
Because we're in three different places.
Yeah, we're going to get it right next time.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Today, it's our list episode. What are we talking about today, y'all?
Today is top five TV show black fathers.
Black yes. fathers?
Yeah, let's go okay. with that. Yeah. Black fathers.
White people get enough. Who? I mean, without further ado. Who want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I haven't went first in a while.
You don't think you got a strong list?
No, I got a cool list.
I think everybody's list going to be... I hope we don't overlap.
We probably will overlap at one or two.
Yeah, we can't pick like the... Nah, I'm not...
You know, it's already done.
Yeah, once we get too late. Let's go.
So, who's your number five?
Frank Mitchell,
Moesha's dad.
They say he was a bad dad in like the last.
Yeah, towards the end he got soft on him. But you know, it's kind of typical dads being soft on their daughters.
Oh, it was him being soft? I thought he was like harsh on her or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, she rebelled, so it made it.
In the middle, during her teen years, once she was in college though, they had a relationship. And then it was a lot of you listening to D this and D, you let D do that. It was very typical.
Isn't Ray J can't turn out to be her brother?
No, he was. What was he?
Didn't he turn out to be his son?
I didn't even watch the show. I think it was just like nephew. So he was her nephew. He was their nephew.
Email djblazeshow@gmail.com.
I can't remember. But I feel like something he was a nephew.
I know he was supposed to be the nephew, but then I thought later on it came out that he was a son or something. I don't know. So that's your number five. A show I rarely watch.
Frank Mitchell.
Yeah, Frank hit the first few seasons. He was that dad. Mm. He was not playing with his daughter.
Yeah, okay. He had a wife, D.
She was the best.
Yes, shout out to her.
We should have said stepmoms because I would have. She would definitely be on my top.
Stepmoms.
It's not too many stepmoms.
It ain't too many stepmoms.
But moms.
We can do one with moms later. Yeah. Black moms. Maybe we could do that next week.
I already know who our number ones would be.
On moms?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She remind me of my mama, too.
She look like your mama?
She do kind of look like my mama. For real. Don't.
What?
You're number five black dad. You're number five black dad.
My number five got to be James Evans.
He was the worst.
No, he was the
worst. I knew one of y'all was going to say him.
He was stern, man. He ain't take no shit, man.
He did not take shit.
When the hustlers came to the house with, you know, the fights and stuff, he used to break it up. James is number one.
There's one reason why.
No, he's number five for me.
I wouldn't mention him for one reason.
Why?
He didn't get his family out of the hood.
They was comfortable, man.
They was not comfortable. They did everything in their power to get out of the hood.
No, they were not happy there.
JJ was trying to paint his way out the ghetto.
So y'all blame it on him?
Thalma.
He even moved away to work on the railroad or some shit. Remember
what
that?
What you was about to say?
to get away from Florida.
Florida.
That's my number afro. Five, man. The afro was, it was nappy and it was tight. Tight afro.
Had a little activist son.
Michael.
Michael, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where you been, Penny?
Yep. My number five is newer. A show that I love. Showed black people in a different light. He was funny. Had a whole heap of kids. His wife had a fat ass.
That's all that counts.
Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From Black-ish.
Black-ish. Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was an ad executive type nigga.
Yeah.
He had all the shoes, all of the track suits. Andre Johnson was that dude.
Do you think he was a good father?
Yeah.
Okay.
He sent his oldest daughters in college. His youngest daughter is what I would figure if I had a daughter would be like her. He had a twin. Well, she had a twin, and he was a dancer. Well, oh, then he had the littlest kid too. Later on in the show.
Oh yeah, they did have.
They had a little baby.
She was pregnant for like 3 seasons.
Then they let the mom and daddy stay with them. They did it all.
I liked them. I liked the grandma.
Yeah, the daddy could be a black dad on the show, because he always had that sage advice.
Yeah,
retired. Yeah. So that's my number 5, Andre Johnson from Black-ish.
Okay,
number four.
Number four. Where we at? My number 4.
Me.
I always want to jump.
Dang,
again.
Always want to go first. You're the first.
Am I?
Flex Washington, flat at 101. He was a very good dad.
I'll take the word for it.
Yeah,
I didn't watch that show.
Nah,
huh?
Did her mama die?
No. She was there.
Who was her mama?
Pam from Martin.
Really?
Tashina Arnold. Mm-hmm.
Those two people made that child.
Yeah, and they
didn't match.
What do you mean?
Was because Flex was not light enough to make.
Oh, you mean to make Brianna?
Yeah, nah, that's her name.
That's her name in the show.
Kyla Pratt.
Yes.
I'm lost.
Grew up to be busty.
Clearly.
I'm lost.
You know who Kyla Pratt is?
Yeah, I know who she is, but I'm lost.
Yeah, but Tashina Arnold played the mom.
You know who Tashina Arnold is, right?
Yeah.
You know who Flex is, right?
Yeah, but I'm talking about the show itself.
Oh, lost. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Like,
nah, he was a lit father, because they had her when they were 17, 18.
Oh.
So he was more of a young dad, but still trying to be strict and trying to be her friend at the same time. So he battled with that a lot. But when he had to nip that shit in the bud, he did.
Didn't he have like the little chunky homeboy?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He did, a little chunky. Everybody back then.
He was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was sad with
that. That's a good one, Flex.
Okay.
What's your number 4?
My number 4 is Michael Kyle. From My Wife and Kids.
My Wife and Kids.
He was just. He would say the jokes that was on the edge.
Yeah.
He would smack his wife's ass every once in a while.
Okay, I thought. All right.
You know, just.
I'm glad you said ass, because if he just smack his wife every now and again.
Oh. But, yeah, he was like well rounded in father tree.
Like her ass.
You think I'm saying? She ain't really got
that
ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a big head.
Big head. Less
that
ass.
Wild.
My number 4. I don't think you guys watched this. L, you may have.
Uh-oh.
But this guy was a principal. He had a wife. Well, no, they were divorced. They were splitting up or something. But his wife was a doctor. He had 2 daughters. One was in high school. One was, I want to say, in college, about to go to college or something, but he was a principal, like I said. He also was a superhero. Black Lightning. Jefferson Pierce.
Oh, yeah.
Jefferson Pierce.
Okay. You just like him because of his name.
Black Lightning?
Yeah, he wasn't memorable.
You crazy.
I mean, the show was dope.
Okay.
But.
I know what you, Tobias Whale.
He couldn't even.
Now you're Tobias Whale.
He couldn't even get his wife off the smack, man.
She was on something.
She was on Booger Sugar. She was,
yo.
No, it wasn't Booger Sugar. It was
Heron. She was on that.
No, she was on something else.
She was on that.
What was she on?
She was on that green stuff.
Yeah, it was some superhero type shit, though, right?
She had the symptoms of a. Yeah.
Of a fiend,
but it turned her into a superhero.
Then they would argue. Yeah.
He's a good dad. He was a principal.
I don't know.
He was saving the city.
Yeah.
Saving the city.
House was crazy. Kids was out saving whoever they wanted to save.
Yeah, lightning and thunder.
Lesbian and.
It was some.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah. Because Thunder had the little.
The Chinese girl.
Chinese Jones. She had June Tao daughter.
Yeah, she was a tiger.
She did turn into a tiger. They had some weird.
I know it.
They had some weird. You know, when that show first came out, I thought he was the grown up Static Shock.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know why you think that. I can see.
It makes sense.
Jefferson Pierce.
Jefferson Pierce.
They always make black people. like electric powers for some reason.
For real?
If y'all noticed, a lot of the black superheroes control electricity, thunder, lightning, something of the sort.
Because niggas be loud and boisterous or something.
I don't know.
Where they come from?
Be trying to find the
I don't know.
The
niggerish
way.
It got to be a reason.
It got to be a reason.
Because they don't pay their bill.
I thought that, but you said it. You to buy as well for real. Number three. What's your number three, Black Dad?
My number three is Bernie McCullough.
Okay. You don't know who Bernie McCullough is?
No.
Bernie Mac.
You never watched the Bernie Mac show?
Oh, I didn't know his
technically
last...
he's not a dad. He was he's an uncle, but he adopted them, so he became dad.
Yeah, he was a father.
So we going, mm-mm.
Nessa.
And he was definitely dealing with the trials and tribulations of just, you know, popping up and being a dad all of a sudden, because it happened very sudden for him. So he was definitely navigating.
The three-year-old goes in a $100 deal for some milk and cookies. I didn't say it, y'all. I didn't say the word. The three-year-old goes in a $100 deal.
I did a Bernie Mac impression the other day by myself in my car. Didn't even realize.
Let's go.
I was like recording a video.
Okay.
It was last Sunday after I left here. I was like, ooh, look at my hair, y'all. I said, I was like a girl feeling herself, make me want to touch myself. And I was like, I don't know where that came from. It was very, very aggressive.
That was Raylene. Raylene.
It's not Raylene.
Raylene break out in the
no, I do that.
Oh, you
random voices.
That's you.
That's me. Okay. Remember Carol?
All right. where we at? Number what?
Number three. Mm. Number three
it's
for me?
Oh no, it's on you.
Yeah, can I go now?
I guess. Yeah. Number three.
My number three is Pops.
Off of Wayans Brothers.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Tell us why.
Why that he was. He was like one of the brothers. He was like, he was so connected to them, and he was just funny to me.
Mm.
Why? I know he's your number three.
Yeah, this is my number three, Pops
there
Williams.
You go, beautiful.
Yeah, Pops Williams.
Why was he your favorite?
For one, he was a business owner.
Okay,
right. He had a diner in a high rise building in Manhattan
and a newsstand.
That wasn't his newsstand.
That was Sean's newsstand.
Do you really know Pops?
I know Pops.
Not only that, Pops had a banger in these streets.
Yeah.
What, the song?
My love going bang, bang, bang. Bang. Bang.
You better run
for cover. Go ahead.
Both of y'all do it. Go ahead.
It was one time. So me and my cousin used to work at Foot Action. And me and him used to watch Wayans Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one time Sean and Marlon. They busted out with Pops, and they was just like pop 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 shake up pop do the shake up pop do the shake up pop now slide and I did that with my cousin, and we was just like standing in like the men's section, whatever, it was quiet in there, whatever. So I just bust out and said pop pop pop, and my cousin,
he was with it,
he jumped up on the spot where the people be sitting and started doing it, and I was like, now slide, and I was like grind, and I was like bring it up. And then I was like, chase the rat. He was like running around the store and shit, like, we doing dumb shit. Shout out my cousin Elba. Yeah.
Funny.
And then it was one episode my cousin told me about, I didn't watch. He was like, cuz, you seen the episode Pops had on the white Tims? I was like, what? He was acting young and shit. I was like, no, hell no, I ain't seen that episode.
He had a big ass jacket.
I think he did have a big jacket on. Yeah. And then he came, he was like pimping and shit. But yeah, that episode. And I thought about this the other day when I was making chili. D was babysitting somebody's dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she had the dog food. And Pop put the dog
with
food
the chili,
in the chili.
With the chili.
And
that was my favorite episode.
And the chili was so good. Like, people was coming in for the chili and all of that.
Yep.
Marlon and Sean thought they'd put dog food in the chili.
Mm-hmm.
So when Pops went to make another batch of the chili, they got dog food because that's what they thought was in it. Come to find out, I forgot what the name was, like Mittens or some shit. And D was like, Mittens doesn't eat regular dog food. He's filet mignon. And then they had to stop everybody from eating the chili or whatever. But that was a real silly episode, but it was good. But I love Pops, though. Pops was that nigga.
Yeah, Pops was.
Shout out to Pops. You're number two.
My number two is Carl Winslow.
Oh, I hated Carl.
I like Carl. Why you hate Carl?
Because Carl.
Because he's a cop.
Oh, maybe. But part of Carl thing was, and you don't get this with the black, too many of the black dads.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trope with a lot of the white dads, like Peter Griffin or Homer Simpson, or they always be kind of dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really get that with the blacks.
Mm-mm.
But Carl kind of was kind of dumb on some stuff.
Sometimes. But when he was right, Harriet,
yeah.
And then he would go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Looking at her, staring.
One of the most memorable things with Carl for me is when he had to go to therapy,
mm-hmm.
for his high blood pressure, whatever, but he didn't go. He found some kind of pamphlet,
mm-hmm.
and the thing was 3-2-1. 1-2-3. What the heck is bothering me? So he was supposed to say that little poem, yeah. to calm him down. But Steve had got on his nerve, and he had tried to say his little poem or whatever. And he was like, it's you. You're what's bothering me. And then he passed out and all kind of shit. Then it got serious or whatever. But yeah, I used to like that show, though.
I like when Carl went undercover as a cop.
He did?
Yeah, he went undercover a few times.
You get it?
So do ridiculous. You are diabolical.
Do you get it? Carl was undercover. You right.
Nah, he wasn't.
Nah, he wasn't. Harriet knew in real life he was gay.
Him and my number one. And Professor Ogilvy.
Not Professor. Oh yeah, yeah.
Professor Ogilvy?
That's what Cat Williams had said in on a stand up one time.
I mean, it's not shocking.
Yeah, Carl was undercover.
No, I'm talking about Professor Ogilvy.
Well, what did he do on the undercover?
What?
Carl.
Oh, anytime they had to, you know, go around the thugs or something.
Oh, it was Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Urkel?
Yeah.
There was like good cop. There was like buddy cop situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then
I knew it.
I feel like there was an episode. There was definitely an episode where Steve transformed into Bruce Lee.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I feel like didn't Carl do that as well? I can't remember. Where they would both go into the little transformation thing.
You know, that's what happened with the show. Like they. Urkel started getting so much fame, they kind of like veered off. It was Carl
supposed to be, yeah.
and
yeah,
freaking it, him yeah. on a lot of episodes.
It really was.
Urkel was, he didn't get added until like the third episode, and he was only supposed to be in that episode.
The show was supposed to be a serious type show. Well, not serious, but like it was, that's Urkel shit wasn't supposed to be on. It really was Harriet's show because she was on, she was the elevator operator on Perfect Strangers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it was that show was a spinoff. But
oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they were both in San Francisco?
Mm-hmm. No.
Was it
San Francisco? No. They were in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They were in Chicago.
Okay.
The show that was in San Francisco was Step by Step. And I want to say
Full House was in San Francisco.
Full House.
I thought Perfect Strangers was San Francisco because on the preview, they got that trolley train.
That's Perfect Strangers?
Yeah, Balky and
Balky Bartokomus.
Yeah,
and Cousin Larry.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh,
right. They got the trolley train. At the, he kind of jumps on it and kind of hangs off it or some shit.
But I know what you call it in Chicago.
Okay. Yeah,
but I kind of do remember that scene from the trolley train.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought it was.
But it was a spinoff, though.
It was
a spinoff.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Where we at?
Your number.
My number two.
Yes.
Your number two. Okay.
My number two. I'm not sure his name. Sister.
Oh, Ray Campbell.
Reed. Ray Campbell?
Yes.
What's his real name?
Reed. His real name? I don't know his real name.
That's Aunt Viv's husband.
For real? In real life?
Daphne Maxwell Reed. That's her husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not the first Aunt Viv, the second Aunt Viv.
Okay, okay. Well,
Tim Reed,
that's it. Tim Reed, yeah. Because back then I had a crush on.
Yeah, I just found out they were married last week.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, no way. Yeah. I saw a picture of young them.
Mm.
Yeah, I had a crush on that the lady.
The who?
The mother.
Jack A.
Jack A.
Ever since I was a kid, like little kid.
For all of them old now.
She ain't
dead. Nah, Jack A still look good.
Yeah, she still look good.
She still looks good.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, okay. I just saw her on social media doing something. She was putting makeup on. And she was like, I got to do my own makeup and so and so and so.
She ain't that old. That's how she sounds. Yeah, she ain't that old, right? You put 80s on her?
She's 70s.
Yeah, but
she's Mary. She ain't Mary no more.
Mary.
Yeah. Shout out to Jackie.
Yeah, that's my number two.
My number two is your number four, Bernie Mac.
Okay.
He took.
He's my number three.
He's your number three.
Mm-hmm.
He took those kids in. He didn't have to. And I figured I was gonna get a little pushback, like he's not the father. He's not a father or whatever. But you know, technically he is, because he basically adopted them kids. So
that's a good one. He could get the father title.
He was a good one.
I know if he was alive now, he'd be ashamed of Nessa.
Oh,
she on social media showing her goodies. Her chocolate.
All of them.
Chocolate goodies.
But she, to me, she's too average looking.
Shit, not them titties.
What?
She got some nice B's.
Yeah.
C's. She got a nice body. But her face, the crazy part about her is her face did not age any. Her face looked the same age.
That might be it.
Her face looked the same age, and she on OnlyFans showing her goodies.
She got the tiger stripes on the sides.
She
on
do?
The hips.
That butt. Means she grew.
Yeah.
Not she grew.
Yeah.
Number
we
one.
My number one?
Number one. It's probably
not you.
I mean,
damn.
I think we might cross-pollinate with these
Oh, ones.
Nope. I got one that's going to shake up the world.
One. Then we probably have the same number Ooh. One. Bill. Uncle Phil.
Okay.
Phil.
Who is your number one?
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
And uh-huh.
We'll get our number one.
Yeah.
Because ours the same, so we'll hear yours.
My number one?
Tag team. What's your number one?
Mr.
Belvedere?
Huh? Nope. Philip Drummond.
He white.
He had black kids.
Absolutely
so
not.
Uncle Phil.
He had black kids.
Why Uncle Phil?
Oh, because... Number one, he took care of his family. Like he made sure his kids were very privileged, and he worked hard for that too.
Sounds like you're talking about mine. My number one.
Anyway,
we're not talking about the white man.
Yeah,
we're talking about Uncle Phil, the black man.
I didn't like Uncle Phil.
Why?
What?
Nah.
And then took in his sister-in-law's son.
He was verbally abusive to Will.
Will, they make it easy. We're not going to pretend like Will was not the problem child when he got there first.
Uncle Phil was verbally abusive.
That's real life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it is. Especially when you don't know each other like that. You don't know each other like that. They getting used to each other after a while. And then it's like, I got to take this delinquent in.
Mm-hmm.
Here we gonna start button heads, and then of course he's gonna talk to him crazy sometimes.
Okay.
But when Will needed him there, that man was there.
He hugged him one time. He hugged him one time.
He's not his father.
When the father walked out, he hugged him for the first time.
But he's not his father.
He saved Will numerous times.
We need to stop pretending like they're not blood. So the relationship is always going to be definitely different.
He only saved him.
He was Viv's nephew.
He only saved him when he broke Lucille out at the pool.
That's what I was saying. And that's one reason why I like Uncle Phil, because even though he was a judge and all of that, he had that bread. When it was time to get hood,
he went to the hood.
He went to the hood. Jeffrey, break out Lucille.
Classic moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was good. Yeah, you was. Yeah, good. I liked Uncle Phil.
You did.
Yeah.
What made you? Why?
You
why'd
hate
you like,
on Uncle I'm, Phil? You know, it seemed
just,
like.
You know, sometimes I just got to do a little.
Philip Drummond
pulling
the white man.
He showed love to brothers.
I didn't watch it. No, he didn't. They were his charity case. Made him look. They want to make him look
like he looks like the celebrities that adopt the black kids.
Back then, what white man was rich and not racist?
He had two colored kids.
And that's what made to try to make him look racist.
And you know how many black people came through that door? Let's see. Let's go down the list. Muhammad Ali.
I think you just forgot the topic. We said black dads, black TV dads.
You know what they always say though.
What?
He had black friends.
Tobias Whale. You're Tobias Whale.
Why?
You him. Whether you know it or not, you're I'm Tobias
sorry.
Whale.
I'm sorry, but that's my number one.
Y'all got any?
Why did you like? Oh wait, you already,
I already said it. Yeah,
you Uncle did. Phil. You did. Yeah.
Dang, you know, Vivian, I'm not a machine. That's my favorite one.
How do you feel about the new Phil and the old Phil?
I don't watch it, but it's cool though. I watched the first season.
The first season, yeah.
I didn't watch the second season.
It's over after that.
They wild.
I don't.
You still watch it?
Yeah, I was watching.
So on the third season now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's out? Yeah. I know the second season was out.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, once they started doing the fake ass Fast and Furious racing and stuff like that.
They do that on there?
Over. They had it's over. That was my last episode.
I wasn't too caught up in that stuff. I still like what I like about that show is how they portrayed the characters for real. Like they did a good job from the originals.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Even people was
and
mad
then they just went deeper with it. They went to a dark side. They took the characters to a dark side. That's what I appreciated.
People was mad Carlton was tooting powder, but he probably if. Like nowadays, somebody that rich probably would be too impossible.
He would be. Like if they could have went that dark back then with Will and them.
They did though. Will got shot that time.
No, I'm talking about drugs.
Somebody was doing
showing on camera tooting powder.
Yeah, he was off the hook.
Somebody was Carlton. Doing drugs,
and it's like he did it.
Nah, Will.
I forgot how much I dislike. The original Carlton in the beginning because he was a hater too. Like, because the new one, I was like, why he's such a hater? And then I watched the old one, I'm like, oh, he really was a hater. He's a jealous guy.
I would be too, though.
Yeah, I mean, teenagers.
Yeah, he had it all until this new guy
he
came.
Really didn't have it all, though, because
he didn't. Will he was corny.
Yeah.
The new one?
He was a corny dude.
The new one, he had it
Both
all.
Both of them was corny.
Oh, the new one.
Yeah, he had fancy cars and
no, but he still wasn't cool as
yeah, he still wasn't like that guy.
Yeah, he wasn't cool.
Yeah,
I gotta watch it. I gotta watch it again though.
Yeah. No, and then they made I want to tell you.
Yeah. Y'all got any honorable mentions?
Nah, I ain't got none.
You got no honorable mentions?
It's definitely not Mr. Uncle Phil.
You're a hater, Tobias Whale. Tobias Whale hate black people.
Tobias.
You
Ray Campbell was actually my.
He was on your list?
No,
because
my honorable mention.
Because you had a white man. Who was the white man on yours?
Al Bundy.
Oh, really?
It was.
Yes.
Was he a good dad?
No, he was a terrible dad.
Oh, okay.
But he threw down for his family. Like, with his kids, he sucked. But on the inside the house, he was whack. But outside in front of people, he was not playing.
It's a lot better white TV dads than him.
Yeah.
Two man.
Tim Taylor was an honorable mention.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Once I found out we were doing black dads, I erased them.
Well, since y'all don't have any, I'll give some of my honorable mentions.
No, Calvin Butler was my honorable mention. Cedric the Entertainer on the Neighborhood.
You watch? Oh yeah, you do watch that.
I do watch it.
You do?
It's good. All I like that show.
Faithfully, like you watch it.
Not every single day, but I watch the show.
Well, so I'll give some of mine.
Yes, go ahead.
Robert Jebediah Freeman.
Yes.
You know who that is?
Pops.
No. Yeah, that's
Pops.
That's the granddad from
That's funny. I was gonna
the
say
Boondocks.
That. I was
oh,
gonna say that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Jebediah.
But it's almost like the same character as kinda, the Wayans. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the only reason.
Oscar Proud.
Yes. Trudy.
He had his own snack line. Didn't he invent toys or some shit too? No, I'm thinking about Stew Pickles. My bad.
Oscar Proud.
Robert Patterson.
The Parenthood.
The Parenthood.
Yes, he was a good dad. Yeah. I forgot about that one.
And the OG.
That's a good one.
Black TV dad. The G stands for get your ass out of my house. We done.
No, man.
Fred G. Sanford.
Y'all was.
Lamont,
you big dummy.
Why are you moving your hands
That's
like that?
shout out to my homie.
You looking crazy.
My homeboy Jay Burr, he was like, hey man, you remember that time when it was an episode when Lamont and I think it was Rollo went to some girl's house or whatever, and the girls wanted something to eat. and Fred came there. And the girl was like, "Ooh, Pops, what you got in that pot?"
And the pot, yeah.
And he was like, "Yeah, greens, I got some onion stew." Like, who walked around with a pot of onion stew? But that's what he
say
had.
Say it again.
Huh? Or say the lady? Again.
No, say the onion stew line.
"I got some onion stew."
Like, you can't help but you put your hand up.
"Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you, honey."
Hey, why you?
I'm
why
shocked is, nobody
it's
said.
It's a little Louis Armstrongish. Like, see,
for real, I was thinking of they red, white, and blue.
Y'all talk about Lil Baby and all these old rappers. Y'all let Louis Armstrong get away from sounding like that on the song.
"And I think to myself, what a wonderful world."
No, he don't talk like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Shabby. Just, y'all let him get away from that.
Lamont, you big dummy.
I'm shocked nobody said Bill Cosby. I'm coming Cosby. To join you.
That's his crazy. Character.
No, I was trying to hold out. I didn't want to say it because I knew one of y'all was going to say it, but for some reason, yeah. You put Sanford and Son before.
No, he's on my
you
honorable
put
mention.
Put Phil Drummond before
he's
Bill?
On my honorable mention.
I was trying not to say, you know.
Unbelievable. But
to be honest, I didn't really watch. I was Cosby? To Cosby, like I was just too young.
Yeah, though. I think. Yeah, I think we were all too young.
Bill,
not you.
Oh,
but
Bill is number one dad.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
tell him to email us,
djblayshow@gmail.com.
Number one dad of all times.
Your favorite TV black TV dad.
I got a gift certificate to Chick-fil-A on Sunday for whoever sends one in.
Whoever says what?
Whoever sends up.
Nigga, you just don't know how many niggas is about to send in. All
right.
So you going to buy like 10 if 10 people send in?
Yep. You can pick it up any Sunday you want.
He said on Sunday.
Pick what up?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, here you go. I thought he was talking about the gift certificate from him.
I had to catch that.
B was over there making up fake accounts.
Oh, no, nah, I'm good. I got points.
How many points you got, man?
Yeah, I got points.
I don't know.
I got 2,000. I'm at 2,000.
Is that right a now. Lot?
No.
Yes. Yeah, I know. A little bit.
Man, some people at my school, they got 50,000 on there.
Like employees or
no,
teens?
Regular people that go and get it.
No, she's saying, are there.
Like, are they your the coworkers? That got the coworkers? Or are they the kids? Yeah. Yeah, oh, coworkers. I was about to say.
Coworkers.
Yeah.
The kids got 50,000. I'm worried about home for them.
yep.
Well, thank y'all for your black TV dads. Email us djblayshow@gmail.com. Let us know your favorite black TV dads. It's a whole bunch of them. You could do a separate one for like animated black TV dads.
Yeah, you probably named four of them.
Yeah, I named two.
Yeah.
I named two. Oscar Proud and Granddad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of other ones. But yeah, djblayshow@gmail.com. Corey, let everybody know they can find you on social media.
They could find me at Instagram, Corey Sin.
And you can find me on Facebook, E.L. Murphy.
And you can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show at DJ Blaze Show on Instagram. Thank y'all for listening. We'll be back. What day? Monday, talking about whatever happened in the news. Maybe it'll be another insurrection like the last inauguration. It's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your girl, Corey.
It's your boy, Al.
And we out.
Peace.
Let those who have ears listen. Wherever you at, this is the DJ Blaze Show.